we really want to go somewhere in space, if we really want to go to the moon, we have got to figure out a way to keep our propellants cold long enough.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories of revolutionary ideas, emerging technologies, and the people behind the concepts that shape the future.
Cryogenics is the study of things at very low temperatures. Here's Monica Guzik, an aerospace engineer at NASA's Glenn Research Center, to explain why NASA is changing the way they keep their cool.
So we want to store things like oxygen or hydrogen. If we make them really, really cold, they turn into a liquid. And as we all know, liquids are denser than gases, so they're way more efficient to store.
When Artemis missions launch to the moon or Mars, they will carry liquids with them for fuel and life support. But as the extreme environment of space warms a spacecraft, the fuels begin to evaporate or boil off. That's where cryocoolers, like Shiver, the largest cryogenic tank NASA has ever built, come into play.
Cryogenics really are an enabling technology to get to where we need to go. When we improve cryogenic technologies here for space applications, it always has a trickle-down effect to the Earth.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.